Afghani Christians are in hiding as a member of parliament makes threats. A trial gets delayed again in the insulting Turkishness matter, and summer camp season gets underway. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Afghanistan are in hiding following a threat from a member of the nation's parliament. Abdul Sadr Kawasi threatened to execute Muslim background Christians, responding to a television broadcast showing Christian men being baptized and praying in Farsi. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"This sounds like Taliban rhetoric, but it's actually coming from supposed allies for both Canada and the United States. So, you know, to be hearing something like that is troubling."
The report triggered protests by students at Kabul University. They shouted death threats and demanded the immediate expulsion of all foreigners accused of proselytizing. This rhetoric may have an impact on the church, but Musselman's not sure how.
Sometimes it causes fear and people don't want to come back to their church. They're afraid, those kinds of things. And then in other cases, the persecution actually strengthens the church.
The positive thing is that people are coming to Christ. Now they need our prayer and financial support for Bibles and other resources. Meanwhile, hearings will continue in the case of two Christians accused of insulting Turkishness. Sources with both Compass Direct News and Voice of the Martyrs Canada say Hakan Tastan and Turan Topol still face charges, but a judge delayed the case until October 14th. The pair is accused of insulting Turkishness through their evangelizing in 2006. Hakan and Turan would like to see the trial conclude by the end of the year. Pray that the charges against them would be dropped. You're listening to Mission Network News. In developing nations, orphans and at-risk kids are among the most destitute children in the world. They rarely have three meals a day or the joy of playing with friends. However, through a summer Bible camp, they get a brief reprieve from the difficulties of everyday life. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says,
"These are kids coming out of the worst, horrible situations, having a chance of a lifetime to see that they are loved, that they are cared for, and that they have a chance to meet Jesus Christ."
$23 a day is what it takes to make an investment in the future of a child. What price can you put on hope?
It certainly brings hope for now, because they come back and they are transformed and they are changed in their orphanages. And of course, it brings hope for eternity that is priceless.
Global Action's summer camp begins this Thursday in Ukraine, Moldova, India, and Kenya.
By the way, it's not too late to go on the teams that go at the end of July and August. We still have some slots.
Teams are still forming for camps in Moldova and Ukraine. You can get more details on the deadlines and locations at our website. Meanwhile, Grace Ministries International is also preparing for summer camps. Adding to its name to the list of Puerto Rico and Bolivia, Tanzania will have camps for the first time. Executive Director Sam Vinton says Christ is always at the center of these programs.
That's a very strong focus, evangelism, outreach with the gospel, as well as helping the young people grow.
Not only do they hope the kids will deepen their walk with Christ, GMI hopes the experience will mold them into next generation leaders.
This is a great outreach that we have with young people, training of leaders at the same time, and naturally we trust that the Lord will use these ministries to bring many to Christ.
These emerging leaders will in turn share Christ with their communities.
The focus is training people who can carry this message back to their youth groups and run programs in their local churches.
Pray for wisdom and direction in this new ministry. And after over 6 months of searching, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has finally found their man. This February, author and missionary Tom Lynn will be taking over as Vice President of Missions and Director of the Urbana Student Missions Conference for InterVarsity. Lynn will replace Jim Tebby, who directed the last three Urbana conferences. Lynn has exceptional missions experience. Pray this change would be instrumental in moving the gospel forward. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.